Octopuses have 8 legs, 3 brains, and 3 hearts. In Alaska, they can get up to 100 pounds and measure up to 20 feet from the tip of one leg to the tip of another. When they're young, octopi can increase their body weight by 1 to 2% per day. They lay between 20 and 50,000 eggs with the hopes that just 3 of their young will survive to reproductive age. Then, after the adults reproduce, they die.
The male will pass the female a sperm packet, and the female will take that sperm packet and move to shallower waters to lay eggs from the top part of a den. The male is thought to go to deeper water and die. The female will guard those eggs for up to 6 months. And while she's there guarding the eggs, she doesn't eat. And so she's slowly dying in her den.
Marine ecologist Reed Brewer says scientists also know that octopi are a key link in the ecosystem. They eat juvenile crabs, shrimp, and clams, and in turn, the octopi are eaten by Pacific halibut, Pacific cod, and Steller sea lions.
They really do impact both sides of the food chain.
But beyond that, we don't know much about the mysterious creatures at all. We don't know exactly how many are out there, or how old they get to be, or how much they might move around.
They're thought to hang out in a small-sized area and then make these large migrations. They don't necessarily have a den that they go to all the time. They can use multiple dens. So they're thought to occupy an area seasonally and then move around to deeper water with the changing of the season. But we really don't know at this point.
Brewer is working with other scientists around the region to try to figure this out.
The idea is to understand them enough so that they can be properly managed. I'm not looking to encourage fishing for it. I just want to make sure that the octopus aren't being overfished and that we have a good idea on what's going on right now. Because as an other species, which is what they're listed as now, they're basically just being caught as bycatch.
He's part of a 4-part research project funded by the North Pacific Research Board. One group is looking at denning habits. Another is comparing the size of males to their reproductive maturity, while a third group is experimenting with technologies to try to catch them and study their population dynamics. Brewer is working with commercial fishermen to tag and release octopi that were incidentally caught in cod pots.
Based on their recapture rate and the number of octopus we were capturing, if we can do 5 independent tagging studies, we may be able to estimate the population biomass for our particular area and look at the natural mortality and the growth rate, which is all information that we don't have.
In 10 days of tagging over a span of 3 weeks, they marked 260 giant Pacific octopi and recaptured 18 of them. Brewer hopes to continue the study until the end of 2011 in order to more fully understand the life and location of this mysterious creature. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.